This state allocation grant is direct from the legislature, thanks to Senator Sue Schenck. City received it back in 2024. It's a three-part grant with three recipients, the Housing Commission, Residents in Action, and the City of Jackson. Each of those entities receives $300,000 as part of this grant, and then the city receives an additional $100,000 in administrative fees, so that's a $1 million grant. The proposal that you have tonight is for two different budget amendments, one for the city's portion and one for the Housing Commission's portion. I heard mentioned during public comment, I think it's worth noting, there isn't a mention of Residents in Action in that agenda item because their budget portion and scope of work is not changing. That's not part of the proposal. So that's why there is not a mention of Residents in Action in that language this evening, just to be transparent.